I believe it's also the disappearance day of Shivamara Gupta.
Yes.
Along with Lakshmi Puja. I'll speak on the verse a little bit, and then I'd like to speak a little bit about Shivamara Gupta. That's fine.
Tehát, hogy egy kicsit a versről szeretnék beszélni, utána pedig Murari Guptáról.
Should I speak fast or slow?
Ez jó is.
Oh, ez a vers. I wish it's not always the best. Okay, so, 5 canto, 5th chapter, text number 15, Murari Shatley is teaching. Putrascha shishyam janirku guruva.
Putrascha shishyam janirku guruva.
Maloka kamo mananugrahartha.
Maloka kamo mananugrahartha.
Vandhi vanyur anushishya ajat jan.
Vandhi vanyur anushishya ajat jan. Itam vimanyur anushishyata
chatyam. Nayo jayat karma su karma mudam.
Putrát.
The sons.
A fiúk.
Fiúk.
Csá.
Csá. Csá. Csá.
Ilyen.
És.
És.
Sziszián.
Sziszián.
The disciples.
A tanítványok.
Csá.
Csá.
Ilyen.
És.
Your father. The king.
A király.
Guru. The spiritual master.
A lelkületi tanítvány.
See, by repeating the English, she can learn English. See, I think that's Sivaram Maharaj's desire.
Yes.
I would give the class in Hungarian, but I think you need to learn English. Ma anugraha artha.
Ma anugraha artha.
Thinking that to achieve my mercy is the aim of life. In this manner, we mind you. Free from anger.
Anu sisya.
Should instruct.
Atagya.
Bereft of spiritual knowledge. Yo jayat. Should engage.
Sabad vigasya.
Karmasu.
Infruitive activities.
Gyümölcsözött tetteket.
Karma mudan. Simply engage in pious or impious activities.
Csak jámbor vagy bűnös tetteket végez.
Come. What?
Mit?
Yo jayan.
Engaging.
Tesz.
Manuja.
A man.
Egy ember.
Kartam.
Benefit.
Haszon.
Labeta. Can achieve.
Elérhet.
Nibbātayan.
Causing to fall.
Leesést okoz.
Nasta dursam. One who is already bereft of his transcendental sight.
Aki már elvesztette transzendentális látását.
In other words, one is spiritually blind. He, indeed. Garté.
In the whole.
Ayukban.
Translation is longer than the verb word. So please listen up. If one is serious about going back home, back to Godhead, he must consider the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the summum bonum and the chief aim of life. If he is a father instructing his sons, a spiritual master instructing his disciples, a king instructing his citizens, he must instruct them as I have advised. Without being angry, he should continue giving instructions even if his disciple, son, or citizen is sometimes unable to follow his order. Ignorant people who engage in pious and impious activities should be engaged in devotional service by all means. We should always avoid fruitive activity. If one puts into the bondage of karmic activity his disciple, son, or citizen who is bereft of transcendental vision, how will he profit? It is like leading a blind man to a dark well and causing him to fall in.
Aki komolyan vissza akar térni Istenhez, annak az Istenség legfelsőbb személyiséget kegyét kell a szumbónumnak és az élet legfőbb céljának tekintenie. Ha apa, aki fiait neveli, ha lelki tanítómester, aki tanítványait oktatja, vagy király, aki népét tanítja, úgy kell tanítania őket, ahogyan én tanácsoltam. Soha sem szabad haragosnak lennie, és nem szabad abba hagyni a tanítványai, fiai vagy alattvalói tanítását, még akkor sem, ha azok néha képtelenek követni utasításait. A jámbor és bűnös tettekbe merülő tudatlan embereknek mindenképpen odaadó szolgálatot kell végezniük, és el kell kerülniük a gyümölcsöző cselekedeteket. Mi haszna, ha valaki tanítványát, fiát vagy alattvalóját, aki elvesztette transzcendentális látását, a karma tetteinek börtönébe veti? Olyan ez, mintha egy vak embert a sötét úthoz vezetne, és hagyná, hogy beleessen.
It is stated in Bhagavad Gita 3:26, Nabudhi Beham Janayad Anchanam Karma Sanginam Jo Jyaset Sarvakarmani Upam Yukta Samacharan. Let not the wise disrupt the minds of the ignorant who attach to fruit of action. They should be encouraged not to refrain from work, but to work in the spirit of devotion.
Magyarázat: a Bhagavad Gita 3.26 a következőket írja. A bölcs, hogy ne zavarja meg az előírt kötelességek gyümölcséhez ragaszkodó tudatlanok elméjét, ne tétlenségre buzdítsa őket, hanem az odaadó szellemben a Krisna tudat fokozatos kifejlesztése érdekében végzett cselekvésre.
Sri Chaitanya Mahavishnu Sthapitanena Bhutale Svayamrupa Karmayam Dadati Svapradatikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srinivasani Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama very interesting verse, a little difficult to explain exactly what is being said here. In other words, one should do whatever is necessary to bring their citizens from the king, their disciples from the guru, their children, but for the father, forward in life.
Hát meg kell tenni, amit lehetséges, ha a királyok vagyunk, apák vagy lelki tanítómesterek, hogy a rábízottakat előre jutassuk az életbe.
This should be done with great patience and without becoming disturbed, even if the followers are not able to follow.
Ezt nagyon türelemmel kell végezni, még akkor is, hogyha ezek a rábízottak nem képesek követni.
And so the goal is somehow to engage them in devotional service.
A cél az, hogy valahogy lefoglaljuk őket az odaadó szolgálatban.
I was wondering why Prabhupada has put this one verse from the Gita in this translation. I couldn't figure out the connection.
Azon gondolkodtam, hogy miért tette be Prabhupada ezt az idézetet a Bhagavad Gita-ból, nem tudtam rájönni.
But then I started to think, and obviously what he's saying is that one should not encourage people from stop working, but one should encourage them to work in the spirit of devotion.
Aztán úgy gondoltam, hogy valószínűleg úgy értette, hogy nem arra húzítja az embereket, hogy ne dolgozzanak, hanem hogy az odaadásban tevékenykedjenek.
Even if one is unable to understand knowledge or instructions, still one should be encouraged, or the spiritual master, the king, or the parents should always take their activities and direct it towards devotional life.
Még akkor is, ha valaki nem képes követni az instrukciókat, vagy nem érti a tudást, azok, akiknek ez a feladatuk, akkor is törekedni kell, hogy az odaadó szolgálat felé irányítsák ők rábízottakat.
The point is not to emphasize what not to do so much, but to emphasize what to do.
Az a lényeg, hogy
to emphasize what to do.
Igen, az a lényeg, hogy azt hangsúlyozzuk, amit csinálni kell, és nem azt, amit nem csinálni.
In other words, if someone is not doing the right thing, just to chastise them, or to tell them to stop doing the wrong thing, will not really help them.
Hogyha valaki nem a megfelelő dolgot csinálja, akkor csak csupán a megszidás nem feltétlenül segíti őket.
Unless you direct them to do the right thing.
Irányítani kell őket, hogy a helyes dolog felé.
Yeah, so this is what this thing said here, to always be very patient, very tolerant with those who are not understanding how to do things, but at the same time, learning the art of bringing that person towards devotional service.
Tehát ez arról szól, hogy türelmesek legyenek azok, akiknek ez a feladatuk rábízottak, a toleránsak és az odaadó szolgálat felé vezessék őket.
Just like I give you an example.
Példa?
Yeah. The example is some people like to give a charity to mundane charitable organizations.
Néhány ember szeret adakozni örömvilági ügyek.
So you don't say stop giving a charity, but you say we also have a charitable organization. Why don't you give here also?
Ilyenkor nem azt mondod, hogy ne adakozzál, hanem azt, hogy nekünk szintén van, tehát hogy a mi céljainkra szintén lehet adakozni, miért nem ide adakozol?
Taking their charitable spirit and not trying to destroy that by telling them not to give in charity, but learning, say, all right, you're giving in charity, but here also you can give in charity.
Tehát ne tegyük tönkre az adakozó szellemet azzal, hogy azt mondjuk, hogy ne adakozzanak, hanem inkább irányítsuk a megfelelő helyre ezt az adakozást.
Some people like to play rock and roll music.
Néhány ember szeret rock and roll zenét játszani.
Might say, all right, so you still play rock and roll for Krishna.
Okay, akkor játszál a zenét Krishna.
Of course, that's not the best. But it's better than not doing anything for
Krishna.
So the idea is to take their negativity and somehow bring it towards a positive outlet, and then hopefully at the course of time that will change into something positive also.
Tehát, hogy ezt a negativitást próbáljuk pozitív irányba terelni, és idővel ez majd meg fogja változtatni a jelenlegét.
Like sometimes we engage experts in our Krishna conscious movement to do certain facilities for us, and they're actually doing devotional service using their mundane expertise, and sometimes they're thinking they're doing something material, or getting a building, or they're, you know, arranging for some land, something.
Néha a Krisna tudatos mozgalmunkban lefoglalunk világi olyan embereket, akik világi dolgokhoz értenek, azokban abban szakértők, és ilyenkor nem azt gondoljuk, hogy ez valami világi cselekedet pusztán.
Everyone in the material world is attached to the results of their activities.
Az anyagi világban mindenki ragaszkodik a cselekedeteinek a.
Taking that activity and engaging in the devotional towards Krishna.
Tehát próbáljuk lefoglalni a és Krishna felé irányítani.
So that's basically what Prabhupada is saying in this third part, that learning how not to so much emphasize a person's negativity, but learning how to take their negativity and changing it to something positive. And being very patient, because it's not easy. Being free from anger. Many times people don't know exactly what you're saying or not understanding how to do it. Or really are reluctant, but still have some desire.
Hogy az emberek milyen emberek mit mondanak, mit tesznek.
I'm sorry, I forgot your name. Should be a little slower. I'll be patient with you. It's a good example of what we're talking about.
Márács türelmes lesz, nem? Ez egy jó példája annak, hogy most éppen miről van szó.
As long as you're patient with me. So this is what's being said here. One has to, in a position of leadership, one has to be very tolerant and learn to know how to deal with those who are not able to or are slow. Okay, so today is the disappearance day of Murari Gupta. It's also the beginning of Kartik. It's the best of all months. It's called the month of Damodar. It's also Radharani's month. In the next month is Mangashirsha, which is the month of Krishna, and so we celebrate first the glories of Radharani in this month.
Could you
participate
then?
Yeah.
The next month?
Maybe I should just talk to you.
Next month?
This next month is called Madhushirsha, which is the month of Krishna. Krishna is known as, that's his month.
The next
month is called Madhushirsha, which is Krishna's month. And so that's preceded by Kartik, which is Radharani's month. Jeshwari, she's also called a Jeshwari, which refers to her in this month of Kartik. So there's a lot of mercy in this month. Whatever devotional service you do, you get double the amount of benefit. It's so powerful that even if you go to Vrindavan and perform service there, Dr. Kartik, you get unlimited
benefit.
There's a month for austerities also. Austerities, which are recommended. There's one scripture written by Sanatana Goswami describing the months of Kartik and the different austerities that one can perform.
Szeretném azt, ami leírja a Kartik hónapját és a különböző lemondásokat, amiket lehet
végezni. circumstance in this month.
Nagyon sok megjelenés és eltávozásnak ezen a hónapban.
Govardhan Pujans in this month.
Govardhan Pujans is most.
Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day in this month. And many of the acharyas, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj is glorified in this month.
Szintén sok ácsájának van.
Igen.
Gaurakishore Das.
First day is today. Today is the disappearance of Srila Narayana Gupta. Narayana Gupta appeared before Lord Chaitanya. He was older than Lord Chaitanya, much older. He was both a physician and a teacher. He had students. And he was, before he actually became a devotee, he was somewhat of a karmakandi. Teaching karmakandi and gyanakandi to his students. And he used to have he would walk with a limp. Walk with a limp. You know, when you walk and you're lame and can't walk properly, you need some help. He had a bad leg. So he would walk fine. So one day he was walking with his students. And little Nimai was there, Lord Chaitanya. About 5 years old. So he's walking behind Murari. And Murari was walking fine, and the Lord was imitating his walk. And every time he would be walking with his students, and he would be speaking to his students about points of karma kanda and jnana kanda. And little Nimai would imitate him. Rari would say, karma kanda is very nice. And little Nimai would say, karma kanda is very nice. And little kids make fun of grown-ups sometimes. At least in America they do that all the time. Anyway, he was making fun of the way he was walking and the way he was talking. So Murari was getting a little disturbed. He said, Nimai, go home and play. So Nimai said, Lord Chaitanya said, Murari, I'm going to teach you a lesson. And he ran away. So that night, Murari was, he knows the story. Murari was sitting at home and he was eating supper. I hope you can translate this one. And so, little Nimai came in. And he was very quiet. And Murari was absorbed in eating. And he was eating some rice. And Nimai pastured in his rice. Ah! What are you doing? Now, if somebody did that to you, well, Murari didn't know what. like to do.
Morális
dumbfounded. And Lord Chaitanya Nimai said, Bhakti is very nice. But if you mix in karma kanda and jnana kanda, it's like rice is very nice. So you get the purple. So sometimes when Lord Chaitanya wanted to make a point, he really made the point. So of course, after associating for a while, Murari started to change, became more of a devotee.
Little Nimai
grew up, and Murari became very attached to
him.
Now, Murari was an incarnation of Hanuman. So one day, Lord Chaitanya said to Murari, you know, Ram's pastimes are very nice. But Krishna's pastimes are sweeter. So you should worship Krishna. Now Murari didn't know what to do. He was a little, because he was very attached to Ram. So that night he went home. And he was thinking, how can I give up my devotion to Raghupati? But Lord Chaitanya has asked me to worship Krishna. So he was really, really in anxiety. He had so much love and attachment for Ram, and now he's being asked to give up the attachment for Ram and get attached to
Krishna.
So the whole night he stayed awake in anxiety. And the next day he came and saw Lord Chaitanya. He said, my dear Lord, Lord Chaitanya, I can't do it. I can't pull my way, devotion away from Raghupati. I'm sorry, I can't follow your instruction. The Lord said, yeah, of course, you are Hanuman. And then he glorified him.
És akkor így Lord Chaitanya Murari Guptát elköszönítsük.
When the Mahaprakash Lila, Lord Chaitanya was giving out blessings and benedictions to his devotees.
Az Lord Chaitanya az áldásait így is azt mondta a baktáinak.
Volt egy nap Mahaprakash.
Lord turned to Hana, to Murari, and he said, Murari. And he came over to Murari and he wrote on his forehead, Ramdas. Ramdas on his forehead. And then he said, Murari, take a look at yourself.
Murari
had a tail. And he was a monkey. The Lord transformed him right in front of everyone into
Hanuman.
And then the Lord did something amazing.
elképesztőt csinált az Úr.
He transformed himself into Rama.
És magát pedig átváltoztatta Rámára.
He has to give darshan to Murari.
És darshan adott Murarinak.
So that's how much the Lord loves his devotees.
Ilyen kegyes az Úr a baktáihoz.
Sometimes Murari would come see Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya.
Néha Murari elment megnézni Lord Chaitanyát és Nityananda.
And when he would come in, he would pay his obeisance first to Lord Chaitanya and then to Lord Nityananda.
Amikor bement először Chaitanyának, majd Nityanandának oldalt.
And then, one day after doing this for a while, Lord Chaitanya said, Murari, this is all wrong.
És egy nap Chaitanya azt mondta neki, hogy Murari, ez így nem helyes.
You should pay your obeisances to Nityananda first. He's my older brother.
Előbb Nityanandának kéne lehodolnod, ő az én idősebb bátyja.
And then, you should always honor him first.
És mindig őt kéne először imádnod.
Now, Murari was bewildered. He was bewildered.
He was bewildered. Not what's elevated.
Just like you are right now. Murari was bewildered. And what could he say? He didn't know what to do. So he went home that night. He fell asleep and he had a dream. And in the dream, he saw Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And then they changed into Krishna and Balarama. And then he understood everything. So next day he came. And when he came, he paid his obeisances first to Nityananda.
És először Nityanandának fordult
le. And then to Lord Chaitanya.
Majd pedig az Úr Chaitanyának.
And Lord Chaitanya said, what are you doing, Murari?
Lord Chaitanya azt mondta neki, most mit csinálsz, Murari?
And Murari said, wow, I think this is the right thing to do.
Hát én úgy gondolom, hogy ő ezt a helyesen cselekedtem.
And Lord said, did you have some understanding?
Az Úr megkérdezte tőle, hogy megértettél valamit?
He said, oh yes. The Lord smiled and was pleased.
Válaszolt, hogy igen, és az Úr mosolygott.
The Lord Chaitanya always honored Lord Nityananda as his superior, although Lord Nityananda always worshipped Lord Chaitanya as his superior.
Az Úr Chaitanya mindig feljebb valóként tisztelt az Úr Nityanandát. Holott nincsen annál, és őt imádta elsősorban.
One time, the Lord was in the house of Murari.
Egyszer az Úr Murari házában volt.
And he took the form of Lord Boar.
És,
took the form of Lord Boar.
Ja, és felvette a matkán formáját.
And he said, Murari, get me a water pot. And he put a water pot on the end of his nose. And it was like Lord Bar holding up the earth on his tusk.
És az Úr mint vartam pedig felrakta a földet a
Murari jumped on his back.
Agyarára.
And the Lord
és Murari a hátára ugrott.
Lord was going all around the room with Murari on his back holding the water.
És így száguldoztak a szobába.
Lord love, really liked Murari.
Igazán az Úr nagyon szerette Murarit.
One day Murari wanted to cook for the Lord.
Cook,
you know.
Etc.
So he had his deity. He was worshiping his deity at home.
Murari imádta a saját urát otthon, deity Murtiát.
Tehát, hogy ő a murária otthon a módját imádta.
And he made this big pot of rice.
És egy nagy erény is töltött
neki. Put a lot of ghee in.
Nagyon sok íve.
Too much.
Túl sok íve.
And he kept saying to his Didi, eat more, eat more, eat more, eat more.
És azt mondogatta a Mottiának, hogy egyél még, egyél még, egyél még.
And he kept giving more and more rice to the deity.
It
was an ecstasy.
Too sugar.
The next day, Lord Chaitanya came. The next day, Lord Chaitanya came to his house.
He
said, Murari, I'm sick. I got a stomach problem. Murari said, how did that happen? Murari said, you should know. You kept feeding me more and more. And there was too much ghee in it, but I couldn't stop eating because your devotion was so powerful. So please give me some medicine. And the Lord gave him some medicine and he was cured. Murari was thinking, I'm so useless. My life is just a waste. I have no devotion. Vaishnava thinks like that. But then he was really, really lamenting.
He was really lamenting.
And he was thinking, what is the use of this life? I'm going to kill myself. He was serious. So he went to the store and he bought this saw. You know the saw? Yeah. Used for cutting conch shells. Conch shells. Very sharp
sword.
And he was going to use it to kill himself. He put it in his drawer. That day, Lord Chaitanya came.
He
said, Murari, give me the saw. He said, what saw?
He
went right to the drawer and opened it. He said, this saw. What are you trying to do?
You're
trying to destroy me? Don't you know my love for you is my life? If you destroy your life, you're destroying my life also. The Lord was really, really hurt. His heart was really hurt.
He's
expressing his love for his devotee. And Murari, what could he do?
Murari.
So he gave up his desire to commit suicide.
Murari nem tudta ezt megtenni, így feladta a vágyát, hogy ő öngyilkosságot kövessen el.
So these are some of the pastimes of Murari. Murari Gupta.
Ez volt néhány a Murari Gupta kettelésség közül.
If you're in Mayapur, when you're in Mayapur,
Mayapur vagytok?
Vagy amikor Mayapur.
Yeah. You walk down the road from the Mayapur temple, you go out and you turn right. And I think you go about a half a mile, no, about a mile down the road. And there's a road that leads off to the right from that road. And it leads back into a very secluded area. And there's a house of our
devotees.
So the devotees go and take darshan and get the mercy of the
Murari.
How many of you been there? Been to that house? It's very, very sweet place. Very quiet and very beautiful area. Yeah, it's nice. So today is his disappearance day. He's Hanuman come again. Hanuman, he's Hanuman come again to assist Lord in his Lila as the Lord's attendant. Lord Chaitanya is so attractive that he invites great personalities from so many of the different leelas of his other incarnations. To appear in his leela as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Prabhupada also said the ISKCON is also a branch of Lord Chaitanya's leela. And many of the devotees in this movement are associates of Lord
Chaitanya.
He said that specifically about a couple of devotees, but he said all of the devotees in this car are associates of Lord
Chaitanya.
So you never know who's sitting next to you. Because Lord Chaitanya has gathered up all these devotees, he's made them take birth in different places in the world so they can again bring his movement.
Lord Chaitanya összegyűjtött ezt a sok baktát, és akik megszülettek a világ különböző részein, hogy összegyűjjenek így a
és hogy előre mozdítsák a mozgalmát.
Kedvelésben, és hogy a mozgalmat előre mozdítsák.
Okay, so, Kartik, perform, do some austerity.
Tehát akkor Kartik van.
Give up some attachment.
Adjatok fel néhány ragaszkodásokat, csináljatok néhány lemondást.
One austerity is eat only once a day.
Ez egyik lemondás, hogy csak egyszer együnk egy nap.
Not that you have to, but it's one of the ones that is recommended. Eat once a day.
Egyszer együnk egy nap.
Of course, there's other things you can do also. Most important is to attend to the function every evening. I think 7:30 you have here.
Prayers
of Damodar, so beautiful. Satyavrata Muni's prayers to Sri Damodar. And light candles. The candle is actually our love. When you're offering a candle, you're offering your love. A little light in the heart, that's your bhakti, becomes the candle when you offer it. And it's a very sweet month, good chance for much, much spiritual progress.
Nagyon édes hónap, és nagyon jó lehetőség a lelki fejlődésre.
Any questions?
Kérdés?
Yes.
Hogy Maharaj mondta, hogy a Kartik az a Simati Rádránynak a hónapja.
Maharaj mentioned that Kartik is the month of Simati Rádráni.
És a következő hónap a, nem tudok most fejből.
And then the next month is the month of Krishna.
Yeah.
A Krishna is, hogy tudnál többet mondani?
Could you please talk about this more?
Hogy az, hogy lehet köszönöm.
In the Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan.
Vrindavanban az egyik Damodar templomban.
They performed this lila of Krishna being bound by the ropes of Madhya Soda.
Bemutatták ezt a kedvesemest, amit Krishna megkötözi a Madhya Soda.
But it's not Yasoda, it's Radharani.
De ez igazából nem Yasoda,
hanem Radharani. Radharani has a vine, and she puts it around Krishna. Vine.
Radharani
has,
mondanak van ez a,
mi a vine? You know what a vine is? It's like a rope, but it's part of a tree. And she has it around Krishna. So it's Radha Damodar. That's why we say Radha Damodar. Bhakti Siddhanta tells the story of Krishna getting bound up in a different way.
Bhakti Siddhanta elmondja ezt a történetet, ahogy Krishna megkötözik már egy másféle módon.
When Mother Yasoda was trying to bind up Krishna,
she kept
taking one rope and tying it, it was always 2 inches too short.
És a kötél mindig rövid volt.
And other ladies were bringing a more rope, and she was tying to that rope, and it was still 2 inches too short.
A többi hölgyek is hoztak még
kötelet,
de mégis mindig rövid volt.
Bhakti Siddhanta says the little Radharani came at that time.
Bhakti Siddhanta elmeséli, hogy a kis Radharani odajött. Akkor még kicsi volt.
And she had a braid in her hair. No, braid. She took a braid out and she gave it to Mother Yasoda. And she tied it to the rope and then Krishna got bound up. That's Bhakti Siddhanta's version of it.
That's
why we don't say Yasoda Damodar, we say Radha. But Yasoda's very important also. So, yeah, so this is the month of Radharani. Her name is Ujjayeshwari, and I'm not sure the meaning of that name. It refers to her being her month. This is her month.
Yeah, this is her month.
This month is also called something Ujjay or Ujjay, not Ujjay, but something like
that.
I'd have to do some research, but. Any other questions?
Még valami kérdés esetleg?
Kartikeya. You can't eat any popper, no poppers this month. No Urda.
Which would have that?
Urda. The milk fast is over. The milk fast ends, right?
Yeah.
And now we
Chaturmas.
Remember? I know not everybody. Now it's no poppers. I don't know if you have poppers here. Not so much. It's not a month to worry about so much.
Do you follow?
Huh?
If you follow.
I follow. Okay. So Sri Damodar ki.
Jai.
Sri Bhakti Bhakti ki.
Jai.
Sri Mad Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.
Our illustrious translator ki.
Jai.
Govar Premanandi Hari.
Thank you very much.
Jai.
you. That was the best translation. Really?
That's beautiful.